This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, rise and shine, everybody. Rob Long's off. Ed Norris is off. Jeremy's here.
But I'm still off.
Well, yeah, that's a given. I'm Bruce Cunningham. Glad to be here today. We're going to take you up to 10 o'clock. I don't know how you guys spent your Thursday night, but my thumb is still sore from going from game to game to game. The one that caught my interest the most, though, was the Towson-Norfolk State. I'm from down there. Mm-hmm. Norfolk State is right across the water from Hampton, which is the big HBCU in that area. Norfolk State's always kind of been the little brother. They don't have any athletic tradition really to speak of. And I can see where hiring Michael Vick was a good move. And they had a lot of people in that stadium and all of that. But, man, he's got work to do.
Yeah.
They got a long ways to go. Now, on the other hand, maybe Towson's that good. Towson put 27 points up last night on national television, which is a milestone for that program. And they look good doing it. So this could be a springboard for Coach Shinnick over there.
It's kind of cool, though, you're starting to see you know, even some of the football players that were more in my wheelhouse, because I know you've seen a bunch come across and all of a sudden get into coaching to see how they are. Want to see how Vic does. I mean, this weekend we've got Bill Belichick at UNC. What is that, Monday or Sunday? I think it's Monday night. And just so many different games. But as you were talking about, Bowling Green, back-to-back years, starts off with a kickoff return for a touchdown. The one thing I noticed about last night is that it looked like offenses were struggling to start the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that's more transfer portal and trying to put the guys together and building a rapport. But Boise State, no bueno last night, as they couldn't get anything done against South Florida.
See, and Boise State's the type of program that can't afford to get beat that bad on national television because they're not that established nationwide. I mean, they've had some great teams there. They've had some great players, but they can't get beat like that on national TV.
No, I mean, that's the one thing. They were the one school that would complain that we always got to go play somebody at their place. They won't come to ours. And, yeah, that's kind of how it goes. Like, maybe you can get the one home game and two road game type deal with some of the bigger conference schools. But now with them, I mean, they're kind of the cream of the crop and out in their conference. And last year in the playoff, you know, everybody talked about, oh, this team. It's so, I just don't see it. I think they lost a little bit, maybe too much. Maybe they'll figure it out at some point this season. But overall, the offenses looked wanting last night.
I just wonder, and this is probably easily findable, but I just wonder how hard they get hit by the transfer portal, because it's Boise, Idaho, for crying out loud. You know, there's not a lot to keep a kid there.
Well, you know what they do, too, is they end up getting the guys that, like, I think they had a transfer from Washington State, and so they get the, I don't want to say middling, but usually those teams in the ACC, the old Pac-12, like
Gary Williams used to call them white chippers.
Yeah.
You get white chippers, right?
So they get the fifth year senior or the guy that's unhappy because they recruited a freshman or a new coach is coming in, but people are hitting the transfer portal like it's going out of style. And I mean, I said this a while back, there was a joke about a guy that had a Penn State sweater on, a Syracuse hat, and a Florida State tattoo. And it's like, which one's your alma mater?
Bob Ehrlich and Kendall, they had me on their podcast last week. We're good friends. And he, not to be dropping a name, but he said, and this is, he says, what have they created in college football or college sports in general? What have they created? Do we have a minor league system now? You know, should teams, should colleges affiliate with NFL teams? Because it's pros and pros, you know? I don't know. And then with the transfer portal being the way it is, you you got to rebuild your roster every single year. And, you know, that's got to be devastating to a coach. That's why Saban got out. It's why Jay Wright left Villanova. They don't want to have to do that, but that's the way it works now.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a they opened up Pandora's box. I think something needed to be done, but now we're seeing it where there's so many people hitting the transfer portal. And then now we even have, I don't know if you saw this, with Quinshon Judkins, who has not signed with the Browns yet. The, you know, running back may go back to Ohio State. He still has that option, even with all that's going on, because he hasn't signed. I think that's more posturing to get the contract done.
Probably.
But still, the fact that you can do that, times have severely changed.
Well, they have. And the regulation is badly needed here. I mean, you got to regulate the money. You got to regulate the transfers. It's just the Wild West. But it also speaks to the larger question, which is the NCAA is just a hollowed out shell. They can't do anything with football.
No.
They're afraid.
Yeah. And again, like Rob said it for years, which the first time he said it, I was like, well, I never even thought about that. But what does the NCAA actually do?
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, they're sitting here telling you all the things that you can and can't do. And it's like, well, who put you in charge? Oh, you just collect the money? Like, what is the deal with it? So, again, now with college football, do you like the playoff format? Or are you more old school?
No, I like it. In fact, I like the expansion. And I've been saying this for years, Jeremy. The college football national championship game needs to be the Saturday night before the Super Bowl.
It'd be awesome.
That is wasteland right there. There's nothing on TV at all that night. And you start with that championship game date and you build your way back. The Big Ten proposal, that's what they do. The SEC isn't quite on board with it yet, but they want to expand it that much.
Well, I mean, it's a worst-kept secret, but those are the two conferences.
Yeah.
they're the super conferences, and if something should happen, and like people have even talked about, what if they just got together and decided, hey, we're going to do our own national championship?
That could happen, and you could have a form of pro football that way, and then everybody else could regroup and go back to the way it's supposed to be done in college. I don't want to sound like you kids get off my yard. I'm not opposed to innovation.
Get off my lawn.
But this whole thing started, if you remember, Ed O'Bannon.
Yeah, UCLA.
He sued. He was on the cover of the video game. And in spirit, yeah, because it used to be if you had a scholarship, you couldn't even have a job. So you got a bunch of broke-ass kids walking around campus trying to sell tickets and do other illegal things just to have some walking around money. So I understand why that was necessary, but nobody saw this.
Yeah.
Texas A&M spent $31 million on its recruiting class for football last spring. $31 million.
College football teams now have general managers.
Yes.
I mean, look, we've all heard about ADs. Now they're making them general managers because somebody's got to keep track of where, who's getting what, how much money's coming in, what you can spend, what you can't. Andrew Luck is the GM of the Stanford Cardinal.
Maryland has a GM, don't they?
I think they do, too. I'm not
sure. Yeah.
I don't.
You almost have to.
I guess with the money that's exchanging hands now, you have to look at it. And it makes you wonder, like, how much more of a gray area is there that we're missing out on here with, I talked to a former NFL player that told me he went on a recruiting visit. I won't name the school. And that when he walked in, he was injured. But when he walked in, he had two girls that came around to take him all around the facilities. And then when he went in his room, there was a baseball cap with $25,000 in cash underneath it.
Yeah.
And I said, you take the cash? He said, yeah. And I said, well, you didn't go to that school. And he goes, yeah, who are they going to tell? So
you're right. And speaking of that, I got to tell you a story real quick. We don't have to go to break yet. Navy is opening up this weekend with VMI, Virginia Military Institute. That is the only school that extended me an offer. Okay? So my dad sat me down. My dad's career military. And he said, you know, if you take this scholarship, that it's not a game anymore, it's your job. You understand that? I said, mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. He says, that takes a lot of the fun out of it. I said, yeah, I guess it would. And he says, well, where would it be less fun? I said, what are you talking about? He said, where would it be less fun? I don't know what you mean. And he smacked me in the forehead, and he said, at a military school, stupid.
Yeah.
So I had to tell VMI no thanks. Can you imagine me at a military school? Seriously, you've known me longer.
Yeah, no. It's funny thinking about it, too, because like you mentioned that game, and it's one that caught my eye because Navy is such a huge favorite.
Yeah.
I've never seen them favored by that many points before.
Yeah. Well, the VMI, I mean, their recruiting base, they got to be thrilled when a kid's even interested. Yeah. What? You want to come here? Shoot. I remember in the 70s, though, they had a run in the NCAA basketball tournament. They had a player named Ron Carter who played for the Lakers later on. And I think they made it to the Elite Eight VMI. It's a long time ago, but yeah, I didn't want any parts of that. I didn't want any parts of that at all. All right, coming up, we have avoided Oriole talk because that's what we're going to do next. The Orioles lost again to the Red Sox, but it wasn't a discouraging loss yesterday. It really wasn't. It was a pretty well-played game. We'll talk about all that coming up on the Big Bad Morning.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2-0 for Jeremiah Jackson. He's got a couple of hits. He's driven in a run. He swings away. High fly ball to center. Nate Eaton is there. Shy of the warning track ends a Red Sox sweep. Another nervy one. The Red Sox and the Orioles played 3 one-run games in the four-game set, and the Red Sox win every one of them 3-2. The final in Baltimore as Boston sweeps the four-game set.
Kevin Brown from Masson yesterday. You know, you can pile on the Orioles all you want, and a lot of people have, and I'm in that number. I mean, there's a lot to pile on about this year. It's probably the most disappointing Orioles season since I got here, and I've been here 35 years, simply because the expectations were so high. I found it hard to get discouraged yesterday, though. They hung around. They battled, you know. Boston was able to get a key hit late, but the Orioles were not able to score runs at all. I mean, that's been the problem. You know, Jeremy, as they head into this offseason, they got a lot of work to do.
Well, here, they scored 7 runs in a 4-game set and lost 3 games by 1 run. And, I mean, you go back and look at the one that hurts, as I like to say, the first most, would be the 2-run shot late by Rafaela.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing Aiken look, the look on his face like, oh, God, what else can go wrong? I know people get tired of hearing me say it, but it really isn't about wins and losses right now. It's more about individual accomplishments as you're trying to look at what your team's going to look like next year. And you and I had kind of conversation before the show started, like about the Orioles, a lot of decisions to make. They got to revamp the bullpen. The two biggest bats that are out there, if they are going to spend money, one hit four home runs last night. That's Kyle Schwarber. And he's going to earn himself a pretty penny. But again, that's a, I'm not saying you can't sign him because he's left-handed, but right. You do have a predominantly left-handed lineup.
You do.
And then the other guy's Kyle Tucker, who is the number one free agent. But if you're competing for him, you're also going to be spending $400-500 million, maybe more, and competing with the Dodgers, Yankees, Cubs, and maybe even the Giants.
Right, which makes no sense because you got your own guys you got to re-sign in a year or two, and I don't know how many of them they're going to be able to keep. But it gets down to the bottom line in all this is that the Orioles are a small market franchise. We got used to them being a big market franchise before the Nationals moved here, but now they're small market, and it's tougher, you know, to raise revenue and get players interested and all that. I told you before the show, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody asked for one of those core players that the Orioles didn't listen and maybe even pull the trigger. And I'm looking at you, Adley Rutschman. You know, I could see that now.
I mean, that's what Bob Nightingale kind of threw out there. And, you know, the one thing I'll say is there were a lot of people that pointed out, it's like, with that signing to Basayo, what does that do for Rutschman? Basayo was going to be here for the next 5-6 years anyway. So the signing, all it does is pay him more money. The same thing is it's presented here.
Yeah.
But they have some wholesale changes to make because you have to take an honest look at your team, and people are going, okay, third base, shortstop, second, we're locked up there, it's great. Catcher, great. And then you start naming the pitchers, and you're like, the pitching staff actually looks okay. Pitching staff's been really good this year with all things considered. And if Bradish is healthy, and
he threw well the other night.
Yeah, and Trevor Rogers and what he's done, is it repeatable next year? So you're going into the season. I honestly think the Orioles are going to spend a bunch of money in the offseason, and one of the reasons why is their guys' contracts are going to come up in the next 3 years. So like Gunner's 29, and so if you're paying somebody now and you sign them to a 5-year deal worth a lot, maybe you're coming off of that as Gunner's coming up and you still have that crossover year where they're playing, but then you have that coming off the books and spend it elsewhere. We don't know what the business model is going to be, but fans are upset because they raised ticket prices. If they're going to spend money, I don't know that we can complain about raising ticket prices, except after a losing season like this.
Yeah, and that's the thing about raising the ticket prices that bothered me. I mean, I understand if you need to raise revenue and all of that, but read the room. You have disappointed your fan base this entire season, you know, to the point where people are really disgusted with this team. And so what do? You announce price hikes. That's just bad timing. Look, at best, you should have waited until November 1st to make that announcement. Don't remind people how bad the team is this year and then give them something else to be mad about. That's just me. But I've spent 35 years watching the Orioles make missteps. You know, they just, it's like the gang that couldn't shoot straight. You know, they baffle me. But then, and I've said this many times, if you look on the other side of town, you got a model franchise in the NFL, you know, one that's right on the top of the hill that everybody looks up to. And then you're trying to do business alongside them in the same market and you're doing things like this. It just boggles my mind.
Well, and then the other thing that I keep going back to is that Rubenstein's only owned the team for just over a year.
Right.
I mean, we got Corbin Burns because the deal was going through and he approved paying what his salary was going to be for that year. You had the option. They did offer him $45 million a year, but he ultimately went to Arizona. And if you look at all the pitchers that signed in the offseason, a lot of these guys, like Eovaldi's now hurt for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about Blake Snell, who just came back, and that may be a godsend for the Dodgers, but they lost a lot of their starting pitch and Burns out for the year. Fried hasn't looked like himself since that first half, amazing half that he had. He had like 7 or 8 games in a row where he gave up a bunch of runs. Numbers still look pretty good overall, but at the back end of that deal, the Yankees are going to be regretting that because it's an 8-year deal for a guy that's been often injured at this point of his career. So I don't know. I mean, I want them to spend money. It's got to be the right player. And this offseason doesn't really look like the type of offseason this team
needs.
Not
really. Yeah. Spending money on pitchers is risky anyway. You know, you can really get screwed on those deals. In fact, I'll say you probably will get screwed if you sign a pitcher to a long-term deal. This is why the core could come into play. That way you don't have to spend all kinds of money on free agents. You can go get a player, you know, by using one of your young players. I wouldn't have a problem with them starting to do that at all.
Yeah, and I do think they have the easier task, and not to say that it's easy because you are competing with other people for these arms, is filling out that bullpen. You traded away, 4 or 5 bullpen pieces, and then you lost Felix Bautista to make it another one. And now you got to replace all that next year. And there might be a couple of guys here that you like. A couple of guys are getting healthy. Tyler Wells. What happens with Suarez? And then some, like I've talked to some people that think Chase McDermott could be in the bullpen next year with that live arm. Maybe there are a couple other guys that you see, but ultimately you're going to have to go out and sign four or five bullpen pieces to kind of fill that out.
At least.
Yeah. And that goes on top of trying to get another starter to mix in here. Are you re-signing Eflin? Are you re-signing Eflin and then going out and getting another pitcher? How do you feel about your group moving forward? Can we trust Grayson Rodriguez? I don't know. Like, when does he come back? So, again, there's a lot of questions to be answered. And
I've given up on Rodriguez. I hope I'm wrong. I hope you guys rub my nose in it. But he's just disappointed us too many times. I just don't see him being a major league pitcher. I just don't.
I mean, he's so good, too.
He is good. But you got to – what good is it to have a talented player who you can't use?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, we always talk about the best ability being availability. Like, you can be the greatest player, but if you're sitting over on the bench, how's that helping the team at all?
It's not.
And again, like, they have to figure out, too, like, where can they improve? The outfield is where they're going to need help next year. And, I mean, you got Tyler O'Neill and Colton Cowser coming back, and Al Beavers is here. I think they would love to see Tyler O'Neill not opt in, but he's going to opt in with how much money's left.
Well, nobody else is going to want him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not reliable. You know, he's been hurt all year long, and that was the knock on him coming in. And the Orioles have, you know, they got their fingers crossed, same way they had him crossed for Charlie Morton, you know, earlier. You can't go into a season like that, especially if you're in the American League East. You know, this is no joke. You know, baseball's talking about realigning. But even if they realign geographically, you're still looking at the Yankees and the Red Sox. They're not going anywhere. You know, it's just frustrating. Speaking of frustrating, Brandon Hyde has kept his counsel pretty well since he was fired. But he broke his silence yesterday. He wasn't really controversial or anything, but we're going to let you hear some of the things he had to say. That's coming up. We mentioned this before the break. We finally heard from Brandon Hyde yesterday. And I remember when they fired him, Jeremy, I kind of thought that might have been an overreaction, kind of a choke move. But
something had to happen, right?
But Brandon has been very silent. Now, Joe.
Yes, sir.
He finally had something to say yesterday. And if anyone was kind of hoping that he would come out firing, it just didn't happen.
It didn't. We've had Hyde on this show a lot. We've heard him talk a lot. I'll just play it for you and see what you guys think.
You know, I think there's a lot of reasons behind it, but we just had a tough time winning games. You know, we had three really good years. You go back where we exceeded a ton of expectations for a couple years there in 23 and 24, 22 and 23. And in 24, I think we were the first team to 70 wins last year. And then had a ton of injuries late in the year. And then we got bounced out of the postseason, scored one run against the Royals in two games. That was disappointing. And they just had a tough start to the year this year, and they felt like they needed to make a change.
Okay. I guess I understand that, but this is a man that was American League Manager of the Year 2 years ago. Yeah, they had a terrible start. They had injuries. Everything went wrong. But, Jeremy, I'm not a big coach fire or manager fire. I don't think that it generally accomplishes what you think it's going to do.
No, and again, like they've statistically, if you want to talk about the record, they've been better under Mancino, but they've also been healthier under him. I mean, you get a Trevor Rogers back and he turns into the best pitcher in baseball. Who could have thunk that, right? Like, couldn't you have used that early on?
Is he a Cy Young candidate?
He can't win because I don't think he's going to get enough innings.
I know.
And again, like we were talking about him getting comeback player of the year, and then I started looking up the odds. Jacob DeGrom is an overall favorite to win comeback player of the year, but I'm looking at it going, did you guys, I mean, he's given up like two runs in a game. He's been so freaking good unexpectedly. And after an injury, I don't know how you don't even consider him, but it's got to be about innings or how much you've pitched. So I don't think he's going to be eligible for it, but it'd be nice to see if somebody just threw a couple of votes in there for him, because he definitely deserves some consideration.
He does. And getting back to Hyde, I really hope somebody else hires him, a more stable organization where he can win some games. Because the thing I always liked about him, Jeremy, from the first press conference, he squared his shoulders, he looked you in the eye, and he didn't evade anything. Yeah. And he did a lot of losing in those early years. But you know what? Every single day he stood up there and he didn't have an attitude. You know, he did the job. Granted, I tend to view things through a media lens. You know, how do you deal with me? And there are players to this day that I don't like because of the way they treated the media. Mike Messina, yeah, right at the top of the list. But Hyde, I always admired that about him, and I don't think he deserved his fate. I really don't.
I don't either. Like, I think if you want to talk about some of the criticism, people would criticize how he used his bullpen, some of the lineups.
The matchups, he was a little too fixated on that.
But again, like, I'd rather have a guy that has a plan going in like that, that really buys into something, than someone's going to go, yeah, I'm just going to do this or that. Like, I wish more of the analytical guys would look at a guy and go, even though they say this isn't something, that hot streaks aren't real, cold streaks aren't real, even though when we look at the numbers, we go,
they're real.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
This happens.
Yeah.
But math will tell you that over a period of time, it works itself out. And, you know, if you were going to do the strictly lefty-righty matchup and do that all the time, but as we were just talking about, Kyle Tucker's a guy that hits lefties as good as righties. What about Kevin Gausman, who's reverse splits? Righties hit him harder. Yeah. So are you going to put a righty lineup out there? Are you going to do the traditional? So I think there's different ways to look at things. He definitely did not deserve to be fired with all that went on, especially if you think injuries were a big part of what went wrong at the beginning of the season. But somebody had to go at that point. It wasn't going to be the general manager. I thought it was going to be one of their seven hitting coaches, but instead they just kept that. So we'll have to see what it looks like next year.
Seven hitting coaches and one run in a playoff series. That's what you want. There's no question about that.
It's rough.
It is rough. It's early, but we sure some of you might want to talk. We mentioned earlier the ticket prices and the timing of that. Wayne in Dundalk just called and wants to talk about that. Wayne, what's going on?
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey,
real quick. Hey, Bruce, I was thinking about you the other day, man. U2 song where the streets had their name came on, and I was like, man, I remember the days when the Ravens game, they would announce the defense, and Bruce would be introducing them, and so, and good to hear you, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, but one of the things, real quick, is that what kind of irritated me, I had a 13-game plan, is not just that they raised the prices. I'm cool with that if you want to raise it 3%, but they changed the plan.
Right.
So you're forcing me to buy 20 games now instead of 13.
Right.
I got a buddy in my head, 29, I go to 40. So not only does the price go up because he raised it, but you're forcing me to buy seven more games.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of irritated me.
Now they put that 10 game plan in there too, right? But as I understand it, nobody likes that thing, right?
Price of food. You don't get none of the perks out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again,
thanks for the call, Wayne.
I know a lot of people, I can't tell people not to be upset over ticket prices, especially with the fact that they're coming off of a season like they had. I still believe, and I've argued with people all year long, that most of this season's issues were because of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even think, we were talking about it, Gunnar's power had been sapped a little bit.
Yeah.
I still think he's been dealing with a core injury. I don't think he ever got to 100%, and he's playing through it. You're seeing that he's still a good player, even without the power, but you'd like to see that come back because that's what makes him special.
Did you hear that sound on him earlier this week about his future?
Yeah.
I want to be someplace where I can win. Winning's important to me.
That should speak volumes in the front office.
It really, really should. I think that is a shot fired across their bow. But I think most of the Oriole executives know they can't sign him. Yeah. You know, you might be looking at $600 million here. Seriously.
Oh, I think you're starting there. You're starting at least with a five. I don't think there's anything less than that coming. And again, if he's going to wait until 2029, depending on how big, you know, this gets, how much better he gets, and if we see a couple of consistent years, yeah, I mean, you could be looking at Juan Soto-type money to get a player like this.
Now, I mentioned this earlier. We were talking about Adley maybe hitting the market. Given those facts that you just listed, maybe the Orioles should dangle him. You got another shortstop. You got Holiday, who's a natural shortstop. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe we got to think outside the box this offseason. You know,
see, and then again, like, something has to happen with the whole first base catcher position, because if you're going to, and it's one thing if you're going to DH one guy and the other one's going to be behind the plate and you rotate Adley and Basayo, there are a lot of people that think Basayo ends up at first base. If that's the case, what happens with Kobe Mayo? Do you dangle him as a trade chip? You know, because we haven't seen the bat really take off for him.
No.
And it sucks because we've seen this with a lot of the young guys that have come up with the Orioles, that they struggle immediately. And then most of them have figured it out. I mean, Colton Cowser's been a roller coaster ride because when he's good, he's really good. But when he's bad, he's really bad.
And hurt.
Yeah.
On top of that. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't have all the answers. So now we're not going to do that. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to weigh in. Orioles, now they got the Dodgers.
Or Giants.
That's right. And then the Dodgers. But that's a star-studded lineup. That could be a reason for people to go to Camden Yards. You mentioned ticket prices a minute ago. That was the biggest adjustment for me when I retired. I never had to buy tickets for anything. Mm-hmm. I never had to figure out where I was going to park or any of that stuff. So we went to the playoff game 2 years ago, game two of that series with Texas. And I ended up spending $700. I got two seats. You know, for playoff prices and all that, they were pretty good seats, you know, but when the day was over, I spent that kind of money. And it really took me aback because I had no idea, you know, what it was like for the fans. I really didn't. And I would come on here every week and talk about fans this and fans this, and I had no clue, you know. I did learn this, though, that when you're taking the light rail south, you want the Cromwell exit. Okay, or station. You know, you don't want to go down to BWI.
Yeah,
that adds some time onto your trip. But it's just been an adjustment for me. You know,
I mean, look, there's you and I were talking about it because of, you know, I live down in Glen Burnie.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, with the situation of the Key Bridge going down, and now what happens at the 895? It's my wife's a nurse at Hopkins, and she works overnights. And I told you, I said now with the Key Bridge gone. The Orioles playing a home game, and that's right around. It should take her 20, 25 minutes to get to work with no traffic. Now, with a little bit, okay, I'm listening to you. It takes her well over an hour to get to work now.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it's not even like there's nothing you can do about it. You didn't move an hour away. The hour came to you and then took it away, you know? So
now we're here in Talk Out of Washington. Well, we might not pay for it. It's a federal highway.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it. You know? I mean, there's no option here.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I just get so sick of it all. I really do. I'm glad I don't do news. I'm glad I don't have to deal with politicians and politics. And because it just, anymore, all it does is make people fight. And on my Saturday show, I just banned it. I will ban a caller who says anything political. It's just poison right now.
Bruce, the one thing I said, and I think it's true, I think you have a better chance of changing someone's religion than you do their political affiliation right now.
Right now, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it reminds me of World War I, where you had a trench on this side and a trench on this side and no man's land in the middle. That's American politics right now, and that's why I don't want to deal with it at all. All right, coming up, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, is going to join us. We're going to talk some college football. That's next as the morning Big Bad Morning Show continues.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Big Bad Morning Show, Jerry Kahn, Bruce Cunningham. I love this part of it because we get to welcome in a good friend of the program. He'll be joining us on Fridays, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, what's up, man?
I'm good. Well, could have had some better finishes to some of the games last night. We unfortunately went 1-2. Had NC State, they raced out to a 17-0 lead, and had Nebraska won but didn't cover. But yeah, South Florida was good, but 1-2. You know, another day, you move on.
Yeah, I went 1-2. I hit the Wisconsin under, and I was on NC State with you. The same thing. And I wish I'd have jumped all over South Florida, but I just didn't pull the trigger on it. But we got a bunch of games to get to this weekend. Hey, Bruce, you want to start
off? Yeah, we really do. You know, Lee, it kind of reminds me of the old kickoff classic days. You know, I used to love that game. You know, they would get the best matchup that they could find to start the season. But you look at this Ohio State-Texas at noon. I mean, that got prime time written all over it, but it's not at noon. It's not in prime time. But Ohio State's number, or Texas is number one with Arch Manning, who really has taken about 15 snaps in his college career. Are they overrating Texas right now?
Well, it's 15 more than Julian Sayin.
Well, that's true.
and he's got, you know, he's got his two uncles there on top of him working on everything. So I don't think the moment's going to be too big for him. Julian Sayin, from what we hear, has not looked great in fall camp. So, you know, Ohio State was the better team. Texas could have tied it with less than 4 minutes to go in that game in the semifinal last year. And who knows for what reason. Steve Sarkisian caught a great game. And then the 1 yard line, you go into a shotgun or try a toss sweep. As soon as he did that, they lost 7 yards. It was pretty much over. But this year is a new year. Both coordinators are back for Texas, two brand new coordinators for Ohio State. As I mentioned, brand new quarterback, and also 7 of 9 new tacklers, top tacklers for Ohio State. So I think Ohio State, which had 14 guys drafted, is going to be down a little bit this year. Texas, you know, I think they probably have a talent edge a little bit on Ohio State, every position except for wide receivers. So I just think the revenge is huge here. I think the wrong team is favored here. I know the game's in the horseshoe, but I like Texas. I think they pull off the upset 24-20.
Let me ask you about the hometown team. Maryland is facing FAU, and I tell people anytime Lee Sterling talks about a Florida team, you should listen. So what do you think about this game?
Well, I went and watched their spring game, and it doesn't look great. They have a new head coach, Zach Kittley. Zach Kittley is a 34-year rookie. He did bring in a pretty darn good quarterback, first-team all-conference quarterback from last year, Caden Veldkamp from Western Kentucky, and one of his receivers. But other than that, this is a roster devoid of talent. I mean, they haven't been good when Tom Herman was there or when Willie Taggart was there. They just, you know, kids are transferring out here. They're for a while, you know, it was in kind of the next place to go to if things didn't work out, but now they're getting a little lower level before that. Mike Loxley has been number 2 in the Big Ten and covering non-conference spreads, 11-4 against the spread since 2021. They have a running tack, ranked number 16th, in the Big Ten last year Nevertheless, good enough to rout UConn 50-7 in the season opener, running for 248 yards. And UConn actually won 8 games. It was ranked 39th in run D. FAU comparatively was ranked 106th in run D here. And like I said, just 6-16 straight up the last 2 years. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Maryland big here, 40-14.
We all like Loxley quite a bit. When I say we, I mean the media guys. You know, he's very popular with us. But at some point, he's going to have to start to win there. Do you see much longer for him?
No, I think they got to have a big year this year. This might be the year they got to break out because, you know, there's the arms race. And I'm going to make another prediction here. I've never said this before, but I do think if the ACC doesn't place a team in the semifinals, I think the Big Ten, they're going to end up poaching 4 teams from the ACC, and the SEC will take 4 more, and then we'll have 2 conferences, 2 absolute super conferences. So the pressure is on unless, you know, they're happy with being, you know, like Rutgers and some of these other teams, Michigan State, and I don't think they are.
Hey, Lee, what can you tell me about TCU and UNC? We get Bill Belichick's first game. What are your thoughts on this one? Can they pull off an upset?
I think that they can. You know, he's got the entire offseason to game plan here against pretty good quarterback here in Josh Hoover. But, you know, what do we remember about TCU? You know, they we're going to remember, you know, that magical season where Sonny Dykes and Max Dugan take them to the championship game. But they won and covered the last four. That's why they're the favorite by giving 3.5 points here. Look at their schedule. They did not beat one good team last year. I think Gio Lopez, it's going to be his coming out party here, a quarterback for North Carolina, formerly at South Alabama. He can run and throw the football. But, I mean, you give Jeff Collins, defensive coordinator, Bill Belichick, a few months to dissect film. I think they'll be able to come up with some schemes here. Give me the 3.5. I like North Carolina straight up, 28-27, in front of a sold-out crowd.
Another feature matchup this weekend, Notre Dame-Miami. What do you see there?
Well, I'll be there. I mean, Catholics versus convicts. I mean, the crowd is going to be juiced up. They're opening up, get this, the tailgate area 12 hours before the game.
Nice.
7:30 in the morning on Sunday. So usually when you see a Miami game, you know, there's 20,000, maybe empty seats for most of the games. It is sold out. You talk, I mean, there's some videos out there, some ex-Notre Dame players talking. When they played that game, 2017, they said it was the toughest venue they ever played in. It's going to be hopping here. Miami's going to look different. No Cam Ward, but Carson Beck, the year before, people were talking about him, you know, being a possible first round high, maybe top five pick. So he's coming back from injury. Saw him a couple weeks ago. He looks 100%. They're going to try to run the ball more with a top five offensive line and three big power backs. And the defense should be much better with Corey Heatherman, the defensive coordinator, coming over from Minnesota. I do think the Irish are going to be good eventually with Lloyd Carr's grandson, C.J. Carr, quarterback, but he's never taken a snap. They're going to have to hand the ball off to Jeremiah Love 25, 30 times here. And I think Miami gets it done here. This place, like I said, is going to be hopping. And Notre Dame, maybe they got lucky, a great draw in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to play, like I said, Ohio State till the final. Didn't have to play Oregon. I like Miami. Low-scoring game. There's expected to be a downpour for 48 straight hours. So I like still like Miami. Low-scoring game, 23-20.
Lee, tell everybody about your game of the week and where they can find you.
Yeah, well, if they want to get involved with Paramount Sports, game of the week, how about we give them Clemson and LSU? Should be a great game. All they need to do is go call us here, 800-400-9741. First 10 callers, we'll give them Clemson and LSU on me. We've been in business 31 years, had 30 out of 31 winning years here. So I'm a former college quarterback. This is all I do is study film. And me and my staff have done a great job over the years. So if you're looking for someone, can give you usually the right side, and you're going to get generally 9 to 12 games each week. Just check out all the specials. We also do player props. Get the entire season just $597. That's normally $1,500, just $597. And people love playing the player props. You're going to get probably 2 to 4 selections there on a Saturday morning, texted to you, or Sunday morning, 3 to 5 plays. So just one place. Check out the new website, and got a lot going on. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, appreciate it as always. Look forward to talking to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, we got more coming up here. Bruce Cunningham, Jeremy Kahn. We are going to get into Micah Parsons. I know everybody wants to talk about that, getting traded to Green Bay, if you missed it, for 2 first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. What were you doing, Cowboys? But up next, ESPN's Ben Solik named Trenton Simpson the Ravens' X-Factor for 2025. Do you agree? Who is your pick? We talk about it right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.